Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we learned through the sugin of Metzia, of Chav Dalid, and then we saw finally the Teretz of the Gemara is that the mission that says that that if you find an Aveda, if they're mostly Jews, you have to announce it. If they're mostly Goyim, you don't have to announce it. We said that this is really the Rabbanan, and we're talking about it, and you can't prove from here that the Chamar Moda Trip Shimon Elazar, that if they're Rov Kenainim, that you're allowed to keep it. Why? Because it doesn't say in the Mishnah, Enu Chayiv L'Hachris. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, Shein Shalom. All it says in the Mishnah is Enu Chayiv L'Hachris. What does it mean, Enu Chayiv L'Hachris? But you're now allowed to use it, you just set it aside and you wait for a Jew to come and give a simon. But it doesn't mean that it's yours. You can't prove that the Chum hold like Rav Shimon Elazar, that if it's Rov Kenainim, you can find a place where it's a Rav Kenainim, you can keep it. So Rashi says, Kevd Ruba Kenainim, since they're mostly Goyim, though the Kenainim, maybe it belongs to a Goy. Shaloi Nami Loi Haber, you can't keep it. You know why you can't keep it? So Azli Rabbonin Bosa Ruba Dimimoina. The rabbis don't hold by Rov when it comes to Mammon. Rabbis don't hold by Rov when it comes to Mammon. And the Mela, you can't keep it, even if it's Rov Kenainim. Frekta Chasim Sefer, that's only when there's a Chazakah. You don't go after the Rav when there's no chazakah. You do after the Rav. A person is cheskes mamon, you can't follow the Rav. If there's no cheskes mamon, like here by Aveda, you can't follow the Rav. You follow the Rav. Follow the Rav. How do you follow the Rav? That's the Chasim Sofer's kasha of Rashi. So that's what we saw in the previous year. It summarizes it. Siyata Dishmaya. And now we see what the Chasim Sofer wants to answer. And for the Chasim Sofer, based on Tesis and Baba Basra, Dav Chav Gimel on the base. Tesis there is talking about a case where one finds a goizel, finds a chick, more than 50 amos away from the nest, from the place where from the shayvach, and it's more than 50 amos away. What's the din? Din is you can keep it because you assume it's rov oilam. Go after Rova Oilam, which are going, and you can keep this item, you keep this chip. It says Taisvis, because you follow Ruba de Alma, you follow Rova Oilam, that's only, says Taisvis, when there's a Muxuk. But here there's no Muxuk, so you can keep it. In fact, Taisvis, I've been told Paragelam, Tisla, Rabban, Rab Shimon, Allah, Dami, Philip, Rich, Rubakum, Chayav, Lahachriz, Dabash, Yesh, Boy, Simon. We have in the sugya that we learned in the previous year, there was a tzad in the Gemara earlier, that according to Rabbonan, even if it's mostly Goyim, you have to be Machris, if it's a Dabash Yesh Bo Simon. So why don't we go after the Rov? There's no Cheskes Mamon. According to the tzad in the Gemara that the rabbis hold, that you have to announce, even if it's Rov Goyim, why don't you follow Cheskes Mamon? Answers Tosfos. Veish Loimar. The takanas chachamim he, k'day l'kayim it's a shabbos aved. K'ayim shach l'zbar, haydei achroze, imishal Yisrael v'Yisrael nami lo miyash t'masik adaitei, dilo mashkech Yisrael v'ayachris. Those answers that their chacham were attacking to announce it to be makayim it's a shabbos aved, not to go after the rov, since haydei achroze, it's going to be misbar who it belongs to, and the Jew's not going to be misyayish because he says maybe a Jew's going to find it and announce it. So in order to be Makai in the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveide, we say that you announce it. Normally, when it comes to Mammon, there's no Cheskes Mammon, you follow the Rov. But not here, because in order to be Makai in the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveide, you announce the object, and hopefully the guy will come forth, the Jew will come forth, and you do the mitzvah. So based on this, the Chasim Sofer explained Rashi. The Yeshitas Rashi in the first parak of Chulin is, that legabe Yisurim was samech on a rov, even if Efshel of Ruah. By Yisurim was samech on a rov, even if you could be Mevar, if you can clarify the issue. And Rashi holds that Zdavka be Yisurim. Because there, if it's Mizgala afterwards, Shadavar Haya Asr, in Bekach Klum.
שהתורה ציווה שלא לסמוך על הרוב. אין בעיה. התורה אמרה לסמוך על הרוב, ואתה סמכת על הרוב, אז אין לך שום בעיה. אז לגבי איסורים, אפילו איך הדרך של דברי, ולא בסמך על הרוב. מה שאין כן, מומן, לא יסמכין על הרובה, אם אפשר לברר, כאן בעבד את אפשר לברר על ידי אחרו זה, But that moment's not like that. We're not samech on the rov, you can be mevara. Like a veda, then you can be mevara al yadei achrozet. If we're samech on the rov, the motzei can eat it. And afterwards, when the Jew comes and gives a simon, he can't give it back. And even though he can give mamon, nevertheless, kosher gazel anecha, not good to eat up gazel. And also the bailim don't want the chefetz, they don't want the money. And therefore, the inyan zeh chomul mamui me iser. As far as this is concerned, mamun is more chomul than iser. That when you could be mevarer, you're not samech on the roif. Heichad efshel levurei loy samechin on aroif. When it comes to iser, so you're samech on what the Torah says, you're cool. When it comes to mamun, you're not samech on the roif, you can be mevarer because the guy wants the object back. To be mevarer. And that's what Rashi says here, that we're not following Ruba b'mamin, because we're talking about an Aveda. And by Aveda, you can be mevarer. So be mevarer. That's why you're not saying mechamer Ruba. But Rashi's not mashma that way. Rashi doesn't say a word about Efshel Avure. And if he doesn't say a word about Efshel Avure, so why put that into his mouth, right? This is Unzul Kashi. So says Moreinu Rabbeinu, we've been going through the Shiurim of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba Zatzal, Moradik. So he says, Baruch Hashem, a lot of the Shiurim we've already done. Incredible. And maybe, Efshaloima, that the rabbis don't go after the Rov here, it's because of the Cheskes Marakam of the Baal Aveda. Problem is that it would seem that here, it's not Shaykh Cheskes Marakama. He's on the tzad that the Aveda is an Aveda's Akum. He doesn't, there's nothing to be maksu the Aveda. And since that Shaykh, even on the original Bailus of the Goy, you can't talk here about Cheskes Marakama. So, scratch that. So therefore, nearly Yesh Levar B'divrei Rashi. Shele Rabbonan Lo Azlinu B'mam and Basel Rubet. So we'd like to explain Rashi. But according to the rabbis in Mammon, you're not following the Roiv. They ask, why not? Based on a chiluk between Sofek Mammon and Sofek Yisr. Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Shlita. V'gabe Yisurim hadin Sofek enu ala metziyus shebechefze ela ala dinim shebo. When it comes to Yisr, the din suffik is not on the reality of the item, but rather on the laws that pertain to the item. Uledugim. If we have a doubt about meat, whether it's chazir, ein din suffik al metzius ha-chazir, im yesh ka metzius ha-chazir, the suffik is not, is this chazir or is this not chazir? Rather, the din suffik is on the yisr. Is there an Isil Chazir or is Nishkin Isil Chazir? And the Metzius of Chazir is just a way that there'll be an Isil Chazir. And that's all Safik Isir. Mashenkim is Safik Mammon. The other din Safik is in the Cheft of the Mammon, who it belongs to. And there's no din of Safik Isir Gzela, because the din of Isir Gzela is only Tetzav, the din Mammon. And this is the famous Kashi. What do you mean? That you could be that the Mufsa can keep the mum and I eat Safi Gezel. Safi Gezel. Many answers to the Kasha. One answer is, no, the Dinis Gezel is only a Toitsa, it's only stage two, stage B, after we decide who the mum belongs to. Because it starts off with the Din Safik and the mum. And the Yisr is a Teitza. And therefore, we start off with the Din Mam, we say Safik Mam and the Kula.
We say Safik Mamon Lekula, and we say if a person has a Cheskes Mamon, we're not worried about the Gezel, because you start off with the Metzias of the Mamon. And once we paskin that you can keep the money, so there's no more Cheshash Gezel anymore. Because we paskin, you can keep the money. It starts off with the Din Mamon, and then the Isser is only come to stage two. But in Mamonis wise, we already paskin that it's yours. Paskin that it's yours. You can keep it. According to this, Mitbaer, but Rashi explains the Rabban and the law is nina, but by Mamam and Basar Rubi. Afshar Lasbir, what Rashi explains, the rabbis say here, by Mamam, you don't go after the Roif. You don't go after the Roif Kananim. Because the rabbis held that the Din Roif, that within for the Pasuk Achar Rab Lahatus, is only learned where the Suffolk is on Din. And there's a Din that Dine Torah were given. Not only on the Chavtz of Vadai, but also on the Chavtz of Veroiv. Hashem can't gabe mamin. The suffix is not on Dinim. The suffix is on the Metzius of Bailus. But the Etzem Chaloi's Bailus is not a Din Torah. He's also by Akum, by Bnei Noach, there's an Indian of Bailus. It's just a Chaloi's in the Torah, but it's not a Din Torah. The Etzem Metzius of the Bailus is outside of the Torah. Famous Rav Shimon. Valzeh loin ilma Din Roiv. Because the Din Roiv is not a Beirur on the Metzius. It's only a Din Torah that you have to go after the rov. It doesn't tell you what the Metzius is. You see this in Chulin. You need an Yafusa for the Din Roif. And when this come on, you learn from Acher Rav Nahata. It's really less to come on is Lachum Moshe Sinai. But it's also included Acher Rav Nahata, like Rashi says there in 12a, Ramas Lepesel, and Maskanis of the Mayim. So we don't have Din Roif and Din Torah. You only have a Din Roif to be. We only have a din roiv to and din Torah. You have to go after the rov. It's not mevar the metzius. And by mamin, the shaila is who the money belongs to. Who's the metzius of the bailus? Who owns it? So again, by iser, we say. The suffix isn't on the Metzius. The suffix is on the Dinim. And in Din Torah, the Torah says, go after the Roif. But Metzius isn't coming from Din Torah. Metzius is coming from the Metzius. What's happening here in what's the hard data, as they would say today? What's the reality? Right, we have today it's a big debate. Are you a man or you're a woman? So there are tens of millions of people who say, well, you get to decide. When you get to decide, every day. Every day and every minute you get to decide if you're a man or a woman. Okay, that's one side. There's another side that holds that there's a metzius. You're a man or you're a woman. And there's a very easy way to determine. And I'm not going to tell you now, but maybe a different time. We know that person's a man or a woman. And on that, they're Dinei Torah. Because you have the Metzius. Torah starts with Metzius. And on top of that Metzius, they're Dinei Torah. And you really can't argue with the Metzius, right? That's the reality. A guy says, I'm a woman. A guy says, I'm a woman. Okay. Bakasha. Have a baby. Nah, I can't do that. I thought you're a woman. Women have babies. So anyway, the Metzius is just a little bit of a, you know, contemporary politics. Metzius or science, or pseudoscience, or anti-science, or anti-reality. In any event, Metzius, by it comes to Mamonists, we're trying to figure out what the Metzius is. When it comes to Isser, there it's we want to know what the Din is. So, according to Rashi, why by Rabbanan do we not follow Mammon by Roiv? Because Roiv is not a Beil on the Metzius. And the Mammon, we want to know what the Metzius is. But the Roiv is in Barah, it's the Metzius. Roiv is on the Barah Din. And by Mammon, it starts with the Metzius. Gevaldik, that's Pshat in Rashi.
ולפי דברינו, אפשר לתרץ עוד קושיה, שקושי הרש"י, שאם יש דין מומן, ולא עם ההני, שם רויב, איפה רויב, doesn't help us by מומן. So איך מהני רויב של דיין במומן? How does a rov of dayonim help by momen? How does a rov dayonim help by momen? That's achrei rav nahatas. Even if I rov dayonim, even by sofek momen. Now, pitom, it's momen. The answer is very simple. Because be'emes, there's no specific din by momen that you don't go after the rov. But rather, the reason you don't follow rov by momen is because we're following the metzias of the pilus. Not on the dayanim. When it comes to the dayanim, you have a din Torah. Din Torah, you follow roiv dayanim. Even if they're talking about mammon, we don't care. Din Torah, you follow dayanim. Follow roiv. When we have a shayla about mammon, per se, not dayanim, mammon, there you have to know the metzias. And a roiv doesn't help us with metzias. That's all the Rabbona. The Shimon Elazar holds, no, you found a rov by Mammon. And that's because he holds, I mean, that's a, it's a rov kinayim, you don't have to return it. But he holds that even on a din suffering metzias, it's kabbal din rov, and not only on dinim. And therefore, Mammon suffered while metzias, mahani boi ruba. Okay, so that's one, and therefore, ruba is effective, even by Mammon, if the suffering's on the metzias. Achein. You know what I love about like very smart people like big Rosh Yeshivas? They give you a teretz, they give you a mahalach, and they give you another mahalach, and they give you another mahalach. And, you know, like all those stories. Rebbe, you said a different pshat last time. He goes, last time I was thinking that way, and now I'm thinking this way. We're always thinking of different mahalachim. I think it was Rebbe Lezer Yerofinkel. It was the Meir Rosh Yeshiva. I think it was him, but one of the Meir Rosh Yeshivas. He says that he has about 273 mahalchim in Yer Shalom Midas. He's going to say when he gets to Shemayim. That's what he's waiting for. That's the Shtikal Torahs he was waiting to say in Shemayim. He heard also, I think, from a lot of Bachrim who came in to say a Torahs. They said about Yer Shalom Midas. He's got about 200, a lot. Anyway, there are a lot of ways in Torah. So, Yoyser Nir Lefar Yishiv Rashi Boifin Achim. And that is that the rabbis don't follow mammon when it comes to the rabbis don't follow roiv when it comes to mammon, based on the Shmaitze 4:8. Remember, we had years ago we had Gvaldik Geshmaka series on the Shmaitze. Love it. Shmaitze so Geshmak and Shaykh Shatam. Shmaitze says the reason you don't go by mammon after a roiv. It's not because it's against Cheskes Mammon, like Tosis holds above a Basra 23b, the Tosis that we referenced earlier. But rather, it's because it's a Zeus Hakasa by Mammon, Apishnai made him Yokum Dover, and a Rover Chazaka doesn't help because Rover is not like Adam. You need Adam. And therefore, even by a Veda, where there's no Cheskes Mammon, Rover is not going to help us. Because we need Adam, and there's no Adam. Even by Aveda, if there's no Cheskes Mammon, we don't have Aveda. So that's the way Rashi is done according to the Rabbanan. And the Heilige Rav Shimon ben Elazar, we can say he holds like the Svar of the Tshuvas Ma'arik, cited in the Shmaitze 6:3, which we discussed a lot, we've written about a lot of Torah in this Ma'arik. But if there is a Kasav, if Shnai Meda, Afin Shnai Meda, Yerachim Dover, it's only when you're Moitzi Mammon Cheskasa. By Aveda, there's no Tzatz Mammon Cheskasa. And therefore, Rove is effective. Abishnai made him Yochum Dover, only when there's your Motzi Mammon Cheskasa. When you have Motzi Mammon Cheskasa, there you can follow a Rove. Or, Shimon Elazar holds like Tosfos. That they know Chaim Bacham Bacham Macharov is because of Cheskes Mammon. He has no Cheskes Mammon. Therefore, he can file the Roiv, and if it's a Roiv Akum, we can keep it.
So that's super geschmack, this is so that we learned. By mominus, we want to be mevar the metzias. By the heilige iser, we want to know our iser is heilig. It's heilig not to the iser. The iser, we want to know din Torah. So Rob tells us din Torah. Rob doesn't tell us metzias. For a moment, he can't follow metzias. That was the iser that we learned. Another pshat in Rashi. Then Rochav Mamon Achar Rov, because there is Kosh Shabbos Shnayim Eidim Yochum Dover, with no Shnayim Eidim, so therefore even if it's Rov Kenainim. Therefore Rashi says, you don't go after the Rov, the Kenainim, the Rov Kenainim, don't the Kenainim move. Shalom Ami Lo Abed, he can't keep it. Why can't he keep it? You don't go after by a rove after, but you don't follow the rove by mominus. Why don't you follow the rove by mominus? It's Abi Shnayim Eidim Yochum Dover. Reb Shimon Elazar, he can say that the rove is mevar metzias. Even by suffix metzias, we mekabel din rove. Or because maybe he holds like Tosis. So whenever there's a cheskes mamon, you don't follow the rov. There's no cheskes mamon. So you would follow the rov. So that's super duper. I want to thank you for listening. And Amir Tzashem, hopefully we'll have more to say about this sugya. And Vayter, we have so much to do. Some time ago, not so long ago, a year ago, I was walked outside of shul. And they were selling 3 volumes of Shi'urei Yiyun HaTalmud. 3 volumes. From the reign of Rabbeinu Zatzal. For 100 shekel. And each volume, all together. And each volume is worth like $100 million. They were selling 3 volumes for 100 shekel. 33 shekel and 33.333333 for a volume. Is that normal? And these are thick volumes, right? It used to be like 6 volumes, and then they condensed it through. So, since I own it, I want to learn it. I'm like just having Sfar on my shelf. I like to know them, learn them. So I want to thank you for joining me, and I hope that you join me a lot in the future, because this is super geschmack, and I thank you. Amen. Shalom, shalom.